is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
Totally out of town. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, America has the responsibility, as the Christian nation that it is, to stand up for Christians around the world and to provide for their safety. And I firmly believe that. Some are non-interventionalists and isolationists. Heaven invaded the world. That's what Jesus said. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say, I'm bringing it when I come back. He said it's at hand. And he gives parables about how we're supposed to be handling things down here. That our goal at Save the Persecuted Christians is to make Christians aware of what's happening around the world. 360 million Christians around the world are being persecuted today. That is a person for every man, woman, and child in the United States right now, on equal grounds, is being persecuted and or exterminated around the world. Dee Dee Loggison is the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. My co-host, Rick Manning. Dee Dee, this is not over-dramatizing the situation, is the bottom line. Am I correct?
No, you are not overstating the situation. It is horrific what is happening.
All right, let's begin. Give us a rundown. There is an individual that is being nominated by the Biden administration for a position that will directly influence America's intervention or non-intervention and which side America will come onto relative to religious freedom around the world. Talk to us about that.
Sure. A few weeks back, President Biden nominated a man, Rashad Hussein, to be the next international religious freedom ambassador at large for the United States. This will be the first Muslim to hold this position. And he is a former envoy to the OIC, Organization of Islamic States, and he's well known to be affiliated with and friendly to leading members of the Muslim Brotherhood here in the United States.
And that's a scary thing. Let's be very clear about who the Muslim Brotherhood is. CARE is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood. They are terrorists. CARE is an unindicted co-conspirator in one of the largest cases in our nation's history. They are a terrorist outfit who is given cover by organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, which just blows my mind. Rick, you have a question or a thought?
Yeah, it seems incredible to me. We're watching the persistence of Sharia and Islam, basically coming back when we blinked an eye, when we lost our diligence in terms of standing up to them and lost their ability to be resolute. And so we're watching that happen in Afghanistan. We're watching people being killed. We know what's going to happen. We know what happens in Nigeria to Christians in Nigeria. We know what happens everywhere in the world where Islam takes over. So to be naive enough to put people who embrace the tenets of Islam,
I lost you, Rick. You cut out. All right, Dee Dee, are you there? Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, the key to this is that there's we are entrusting people who we know what the outcome is when they become a majority. We know what happens in no-go zones in America and around Europe, and we're seeing what's happening in Afghanistan. After 20 years of investing in people of Afghanistan, we see how fast that gets rolled up by radical Islam. They don't care about the welfare of the people. They're imposing their religion on everybody, not just the religion, but strict adherence to Sharia with no moving away. So that is what happens. And for us to allow, for us to sort of kind of say, oh, well, we're going to be a pluralist society, and we're going to allow people who support that, support Sharia, and if they're a good member of Islam, they support Sharia, to have positions of power in our own government is beyond stupid.
It's so true, Rick. The Sharia, many people do not understand what this is, but this is the Islam's authoritarian legal code that provides for execution for apostates and blasphemers. You see this in 13 countries around the world, that execution is still on the book for people who leave Islam and choose a different faith or no faith at all. And they are subjected, as we see in Pakistan regularly, blasphemers and apostates are put in prison and onto death row. So this is something that continues. And what we would need to see from Rashad Hussein is an outright denouncement of Sharia, blasphemy, apostasy, and even pertaining to infidels like you and me who do not believe in Islam, who are then, you know, under Sharia. It's okay to take someone like Leia Sharibu from Nigeria and make her a slave for life, because they have their right. It's their prerogative under Sharia. So you have a whole bunch of Islamist apologists who are working very hard to calm the scene. But we know for 340 million heavily persecuted Christians around the world, more than 80% of them suffer because of Sharia, adherence to Sharia.
And let's be very clear, and you can find this on my website. I have Al Rasooli, who comes on the program and talks about this as well. There are articles that we are putting up on the website in my blog section that speak to this and speak to what Sharia is, what it says, and he gives example after example, quotations directly out of the Quran. It is imperative to understand Islam is an enemy to Christianity and Judaism. Sharia and Allah are anti-Christian, and get the concept out of your head. Allah is not the same as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Period. Not
Pastor Greg,
the same one.
As a validator on that, in Malaysia, when the which is an Islamist run, they had a Bible translator use the word Allah as replacement for God because they don't have another word for God. And so a Bible was using the word Allah as the word for God, which would seem rational if they were both the same thing. And what the highest court in Malaysia found was that that was blasphemy because Allah is not God, the Christian God. Okay. So when you go to an actual Muslim-run country,
right,
an Islamic court, mm-hmm. they ruled that Allah is not the Christian God, is not the Jewish God. They are not the same. Given that, everybody who parrots that line is parroting a line that's being fed to an ignorant public about what Sharia and what Islam really is. And as a result, we sit there and we buy that because then we think there's a commonality. We all serve the same God. That's not true. According to Islam.
And right are not the same under Sharia as the laws that we uphold here in the United States. So what you're seeing in the news media right now is, oh, the Taliban is promising rights for women and girls under Sharia. And what they fail to do is talk about what those rights are for these women and girls under Sharia. The Taliban fully intends to bring women and girls of Afghanistan under Sharia, and Sharia is not kind in any way, shape, or form to women and girls. It is enslavement of the worst kind.
And just ask the Afghan reporter who was in tears 2 days ago in the White House, because she knows exactly what that means. She knows exactly what that means for the people of Afghanistan, for the women and children of Afghanistan. There's a really horrific story, but it has to be told because it's what's coming. It's what's happening and not being reported right now. A gentleman who was was an American interpreter. I know this because he was a friend of mine's actual interpreter in Afghanistan. His household was invaded. He was, his family was killed except for his 10-year-old daughter who was, shipped off to be somebody's wife. He had his, arms cut off. He had his badge, his interpretive badge, burned into his chest, and then he was hung. And that is the Taliban. That is Sharia. That is what is facing the people of Afghanistan. And sadly, it's what's facing the people of Nigeria. It's facing people all over the world where Islam is on the march. And Westerners are sitting there thinking, oh, well, they're just like any other religion. We don't care. Listen, we don't share values in any way, shape, or form. You cannot draw conclusions about what they're going to do based on what you would do. They're going to do, when you look at what's happening in Afghanistan, that is what they're going to do everywhere. And if we don't wake up, they're going to do it here.
So true. And for this 10-year-old girl, her life is a pure horror. She will not be married off in the sense that we know marriage. She will be married for 24 hours at a time to different Taliban fighters.
Different men.
Who will
Did I lose you, Dee Dee? Folks, I'm telling you right now, we are being attacked. We are being attacked and hacked right now, technically. There is an effort. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you, there is an effort right now to try to block the transmission of Dee Dee and Rick and I and what is being said. Because there are forces, especially in the Fort Worth area, in Plano, in those areas, there are forces right now that are likely listening to this program that do not want the truth about their religion, about who they are, and about the danger that they pose, not just in Afghanistan and Nigeria. See, this is the thing. We don't have to go back 1,400 years. We don't have to talk about this like it's history. Ladies and gentlemen, the 340 million plus that Dee Dee was talking about is now, right this very minute, right now, as we are speaking to you, there are young girls in both Nigeria and Afghanistan and other places that are experiencing rape right now, again, right now, another one right now, another one right now, another one right now, and watching their parents get their heads cut off right now, another one right now, another one right now. Get that in your head. That's why we're talking about this.
Pastor Greg, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wanted to say about the 10-year-old girl, her life is a horror right now. She is not married off in the way that we understand it. She is married 24 hours at a time, married and divorced as a sex slave. Only Sunni girls and women will be married to these commanders and fighters. All others are going to be sex slaves, and their lives are horrific.
And I'm sorry to be, you know, my purpose in saying this, the phones in Washington, D.C., 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121. Your representatives' phones should be burning up right now. Your representative's office's phone system should be crashing under the weight of Christians here in America calling them and saying justice must be done for our Christian brothers and sisters. We demand it. We demand it. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You don't like it, call me. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, folks, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guests, Dee Dee Loggison, Save the Persecuted Christians, and Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. And we're talking about the horrific persecution of Christians that's taking place in Afghanistan right now, in Nigeria right now, and the efforts by this administration, the Biden administration, to insert Rashad Hussein as the International Religious Freedom Ambassador at Large, which means that he will directly dictate and represent the government's policy, our government's policy on religious freedom around the world. And he is a Muslim who, as we understand it, has also memorized their books and an adherent to Sharia law. And that creates a significant danger for Christians and Jews around the world who might depend on America to be that voice that steps up and fights for their religious freedom. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about something we were talking about in the last segment, because, and beating up Congress, and this guy can't be confirmed, first of all, first and foremost, we have to do that. But I want people to understand that China has jumped in and they're helping Iran right now. They have already said they're going to go and help Afghanistan, which is a neighboring country to China. And they're trying to establish relationships, and they've recognized the Taliban. I want people to understand that China is engaged in a purge against the Muslim population in China, the Uyghurs. They're engaged in a wholesale purge against that population set. You would think that Iran, with their concern about Muslims and the Taliban, would say to China, no, you have to stop engaging and hurting, attacking Muslims in your own borders. But the answer is, the people who care about that are the Christian communities around the world, because we don't care what religion you have. We don't believe that you ought to be persecuted because of it. Understand the most adherent. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
I was just going to say, Iran is totally owned by China. They own 27% of their debt to GDP to China for Belt and Road Initiative loans that they have taken. So they're pretty much owned. China wants Afghanistan for their lithium reserves, the largest in the world. Lithium batteries require lithium, and the resources are available in Afghanistan. So China is going to cozy right up to Afghanistan, and Afghanistan, looking for the help China can provide, is going to loop into China And the Muslims in China are left without anyone to advocate for them other than Christians.
And let me also bring another elephant into the room, and that's India. Let's understand that China is warring against India and has declared war against India up in the region of Jammu and Kashmir in the east. And now with Afghanistan as a partner and the Taliban, they will begin to attack India also from the north. And you can bet that they're going, that's why Pakistan and India entered into the agreement that they did, because the Pakistan government is a different shade of Islam from the Afghanistan and the ones that are being assisted by China, and know that they will become victims as well. Folks, this is an explosive situation, and one of our greatest allies, which is India, they and Japan are the only ones left.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.